In jazz, there have been a few record labels which have helped define particular styles, labels like Commodore, Blue Note, and Impulse. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has an appreciation of a German company now in its 22nd year, the FMP label. Those initials stand for Free Music Production. If you think free jazz is just anarchic noisemaking, Kevin requests a few minutes of your time so he can try to change your mind.
A year ago, FMP Records attracted attention in the States with this humongous box set. 11 CDs of concert recordings by the thundering pianist Cecil Taylor. Those concerts found him in some fresh settings, like surprisingly quiet, almost Japanese-sounding duets with guitarist Derek Bailey. That Cecil Taylor box was a major event, but there's a lot more to the FMP catalog than that. The label is largely devoted to the art of free improvisation, music made up totally on the spot. FMP has released about 200 albums with free players from around the world. That news won't thrill you if you're among the many people who think the idea with free jazz is to make as much noise as possible. Detractors say free jazz requires no skills because the music has no form. Its defenders say it's the most demanding musical discipline for the same reason. With no predetermined structure to fall back on, it's like a trapeze act working without a net. Free improvisation really isn't hard to understand. Usually, it aspires to the same sort of things other music does. Cohesiveness, textural variety, a sense of completeness. A musician might even play something tuneful. I mean, you're not really free if you have to rule out the obvious. Listen to a slice of a duet by German pianist Alexander von Schlippenbach and American drummer Sonny Murray. It's from a CD called Smoke. Schlippenbach mixes bits of ragtime in with the slam bang stuff. By the way, Alex Schlippenbach also leads the Berlin Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, which plays complicated written music. He plays free jazz not because that's all he can do, but because he enjoys it. Speaking for myself, as someone who really likes to play and listen to free music, I'm fascinated by the varied tactics musicians use to make an improvisation work. Another new set from FMP, called Duets Ditherambisch, with four European reed players, offers some textbook examples of ways free musicians interact. Ditheram is a Greek word meaning a wild and irregular song, and these duets have their wild moments. But they can also be pretty easy to read. I mean, the players do normal musician stuff, like one will take the lead while the other stays in the background. This is Louis Sclavis and Wolfgang Fuchs on high and low clarinets. Sometimes improvisers try to play identical stuff, musical mirror images. Here's Sclavis and England's Evan Parker. Thank you. Sclavice and Parker get into the seemingly telepathic rapport that can make free play so exhilarating. They finish each other's thoughts. One thing most of these duets have in common is a playful feel. When free jazz was big in the 1960s, people talked about how angry it always sounded. These days, more players sound like they're having fun. Free jazz still has a reputation as something horrible or medicinal. But if you gave it a chance, you might even get to like it.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed several new releases on the FMP label.